Harvest Messages are brought to you by Harvest Partners. To receive free email daily devotions or to become a Harvest Partner, please visit us online at harvest.org.
Walking with Jesus. It's something you do every day. You get up in the morning and you walk with Jesus. And we're going to be going through actually all of the Gospels, not verse by verse through all of them, but we're going to take these teachings from the four Gospels, following the life and ministry of our Lord. This is going to be a fantastic series. John Collins will be speaking. Carmen Rieck will be speaking. Mike Junker will be speaking. So you're going to get a good message every week. But don't worry about who's doing what week. Just worry about doing your homework, coming prepared. And one of the great features of this, in contrast to other things we do, are these small groups. I'll tell you what, I've sat in on these. They are fantastic. You're going to find new friends. You're going to learn new things, and it's going to be really helpful for you to hear what the other guys got out of the messages. So this is a great time of fellowship. So don't even think about just leaving after this message. Make sure you're in a small group and stick with it. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be super blessed. So I'm excited to be here tonight to hear what the Lord has put on Pastor Mike's heart. So let's give a warm welcome to Pastor Mike as he brings us our message.
Wow, this is so awesome to see all you guys out here on a Tuesday night. And as Greg said, I know many of you have been chomping at the bit, like, let's get this thing going. And then others of you have signed up and you don't even know why. It's like, man, I wanted to do something. I've wanted to grow in my faith. I wanted to grow in my relationship with God. I don't know if this is the ticket. I don't know if this is what it's going to take, but I guarantee you God will do a work in your life as you just offer yourself to Him. You know, there's nothing greater than growing in our relationship with Jesus. There's nothing greater than that, and growing in our faith. And you know, the Bible tells us in Peter to long for the pure, as newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. And as we get into God's Word, we're going to grow. Well, the Bible also says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you want to grow closer to Jesus and you want to grow in your faith, then part of that is getting into God's Word and asking God to speak to you. You know, the Bible also tells us in Hebrews 10, 24, 25, if you guys want to jot this down, it says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching." And what Paul is saying there is that we need each other, meaning that the guy that's sitting next to you, turn around, look at the guy next to you, take a look at him, turn to the left, turn to the right. That guy needs you, because the Bible says that we're to consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. That means we're to think about each other, to think about how we're doing in the faith. How's the guy sitting next to me doing? But also, you need the guy, and here's the big one, you need the guy sitting next to you, because there are no Lone Ranger Christians, you know, that are walking hardy with the Lord. You know, it's the guy that thinks that he can get out and I can do this on my own is the guy that's burning out, that's struggling in their relationship with the Lord. And, you know, listen, guys, halftime is over. I mean, we're in the fourth quarter. The Lord is coming soon. And God wants us to be growing in our faith and growing in our relationship with Him and not meandering and not slacking, but really serious about our commitment to Him and growing to know Jesus even better. Now, I know that when you sign up for a men's study or any study where you're making a commitment. It's like, it's not like you can just kind of wander in and wander out and no one knows if you're there or not. When you signed up for Valor, most of you kind of had the idea, okay, I know it's broken into 6 days. We meet in groups and I'm making a commitment to be there. And some of you guys are still kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off. I mean, this is like a 6-month commitment. Every Tuesday night? Well, let me tell you this. The first year that I got involved with Valor, it was called Men's Bible Fellowship in Riverside, I was 26 years old. It was just a couple years ago. 26 years old. And a brother came and invited me out, and he said, Mike, you need to get involved with this. This is going to help you grow. And I was really concerned. I was like, am I going to be able to do this for 6 months? I mean, this is every Tuesday night. Well, I thought, well, Tuesday's a pretty good night, right? There's no Monday night football, right? Well, there's no softball leagues. There's no basketball leagues. There's no, you know, what's good on TV? I don't know. I was worried about, well, what if the swell comes in on Tuesday night? I need to go catch some evening, and I miss. Well, all these things started going through my head, like, well, am I going to be able to commit to this? And like most of you, I don't really want to commit to something and then fail. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't even sign up. I won't even sign up. But I just knew in my heart that God had spoke to my heart and said, you need to be with men and you need to be in God's word as iron sharpens iron. And so I committed and I went that first year and I didn't miss any. We were going through the book of 1 Corinthians, man, and I was so blessed and I was growing. And look, just like you guys, my life was busy. I mean, I was a young married guy, had one little 2-year-old and one in the way and working long hours like many of you are, working hard and thinking, man, coming home from work and you're like, man, you're dragging your carcass up the driveway and you're thinking, I don't know about this whole Tuesday night Bible study. But you know what? God was so faithful in that in the next 15 years as I pursued and went on these Tuesday nights. And this was in the midst of, you know, kids growing up and softball games and soccer games and water polo games and girls' dances. Loved the girls' dances. I wasn't in them, but I liked watching them. My daughters were in them. It was all great. But God provided a way. And when I look back over those years, I missed probably, I could count on one hand the Tuesday nights I missed. And I don't even know, I look back and I don't even know how God pulled it off. It wasn't me. But it was like God just wanted me there, and he made a way. And some of you guys are even traveling. Your work takes you all over Southern California, maybe even across the nation. I don't know. But you know what? God will make a way. And if you commit to this, God will grow you not only in your relationship with Jesus, God will grow you in your faith. And you know, in the Bible, as Pastor Greg was talking about the different metaphors that are in the Bible in regards to our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus. And, you know, you've heard about standing in Christ, you know, standing in the Lord, and that's a sign of, you know, stability and assurance. I'm standing with God. I'm not going to be moved. Well, there's others where you're running, you know, running the race. Run the race with endurance. It's like you're moving forward in your relationship with the Lord. Like God's doing a great work in your life, and you're seeing people come to faith, and your family is, you know, becoming Christians, and you're just moving forward in your walk with the Lord, and you're seeing these things happening, and you're like totally stoked about it. But then there's that metaphor which we find through Scripture, that simile, that illustration of walking with Jesus. Oh, this is so important and so vital to walk with Christ on a daily basis. Walking with Christ isn't just a Sunday morning thing or a Thursday night thing. It's a 24/7 always walking with him. Now, think about this example of walking. When you walk with somebody, you know, you're in agreement with them, right? I mean, how can two walk together unless they agree is what the book of Proverbs says. There's, you're walking together, you're in step, you're moving together, kind of like all of you fathers in here, when you have your kids, you're just learning how to toddle, right? They're starting to walk. Man, you're not running out in front of them and letting them fall. You're walking right with them. You reach down there and you grab their hands and you walk with them. Man, and it's your greatest joy, isn't it? It's like, this is so cool to be walking with my child, walking hand in hand. Or some of you that are, a lot of you guys are married. Some of you guys, how many of you guys are married in here? Married men? Wow, a lot of married guys. How many single guys in here? All right, we're praying for you. Okay, how many, you might be walking with your sweetheart, you know, you got your, you're walking with her, you know, you don't walk 20 feet in front of her, unless you're at the mall, then you're walking 20 feet behind her, but you know, it's, you're walking together. And in the Bible, walking with Jesus is a picture of fellowship
and relationship. Fellowship and relationship. And you know, God has always wanted to be in a relationship with us. He's always wanted to walk with us. Even in the book of Genesis. Go back to the book of Genesis. When it talks about God walking in the cool of the evening, in the garden, you know, looking for Adam and Eve. And of course, he's telling us this after the fact, after they sinned. But it seemed like it was something that God did, that he spent time walking with Adam and Eve. How cool would that be? Walking in the garden with God. And then check this out. God was so close with Adam that he was even bringing the animals to Adam to name. The Bible tells us he was bringing, like grabbing the big thing with a long neck and saying, "Hey, Adam, what do you want to name this thing? You know, what about this little black thing with the white stripe on its back? That's a skunk, Lord. Let's get out of here." God wanted to share with Adam his creation and share with Adam even working with him. And really, that's what God wants to do with us too. He wants us to be, not only does he want to be a part of our lives, he wants us to be a part of his life. And he's invited us to be a part of his life. I love that picture. You know, in Colossians 2:6, Paul says, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up and established in the faith." Walk in him. And then in Colossians 1:10, Paul, Saul, former enemy of Christ, killing Christians, going hard after God. Of course, God meets him on the road to Damascus. Well, this Paul writes, "Walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him." It's an exhortation to all of us to walk with Jesus, to walk with him consistently, not haphazardly. Even the title of our study, Walk with Jesus, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be learning about the character and the nature of Christ. We're going to be learning about his promises that are relevant to us right now as we go through and see what God has promised for each of us through his Son, walking with Jesus on a daily basis. Aren't you excited about that? Man, that's good, yeah. So often we get in the rut of, quote, our religious activity. It's like, oh, okay, I'm doing my Bible study in the morning. Okay, got it done, going to work, you know. It's like we brush by it so fast and we don't even sit down and let God speak to us. Let God minister to us. Let God equip us. Let God strengthen us. But that's God's great desire for us, to do that. He wants to walk with us and he wants us to walk with him. God is a relational God. He's not nebulous. He's not high up there just like, "Hey, I just spun this earth into existence and you guys now all work it out." No, he wants to be involved in every area of our life 24/7. And so often we just take that for granted. But Jesus wants us to walk with him. You know, it says in 1 John, you know, John was so excited about his relationship with Jesus. And this is, of course, after the resurrection. And this is an older John talking to a bunch of believers. And he says this. He says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands, have handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen, and we bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us." Man, John is just like, he's about ready to come out of his shell. And he goes, God has given us his Son. We handled him. We touched him. We spent time with him. We saw him. We had a relationship with him. And then he says this, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full." John's desire for the believers was that they would have fellowship with Christ. You know, that word fellowship is an awesome word, because a lot of times when we hear the word fellowship, we just think, Fellowship hall. That means food, right? Everyone, you know, let's go eat. But fellowship is a beautiful word. It means, it's the word in the Greek, koinonia. And that word means partnership, communion, community. It's just a beautiful word, how God wants to be in fellowship and community with each and every one of us. And guess what? He also wants us to be in fellowship with one another. And that's why I think that these Tuesday nights are going to be such a springboard to our faith, not only as the body of Christ, but individually as we head out and we go to work and we encounter the world and we encounter guys that don't know the Lord, all you construction guys out there, it's like, oy vey, Lord, please go with me. All you guys that are crunching numbers, making deals, man, we need Jesus. We need Jesus walking with us. We need Jesus when we pull that car up in the driveway. I had a friend many years ago said, Mike, you know what? You know when I really reach out to God and really ask God to just fill me with His Holy Spirit? Is when I pull up in the driveway and I'm going in to meet my wife and my family. You guys know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we think the day's over when we drive home. Man, that's the most important part of the day when we get home. How we minister to our wives, how we minister to our kids. And guess what? We need Jesus with us, walking with us. It's not time to put Jesus back. At least, Lord, stay in the car. I'll be back at 5 in the morning. We'll get on the freeway together. No, no. He's going to walk in there with you. He's going to strengthen you and empower you and give you the love that you need. John goes on and he says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all our sin. Man, I don't even know where to go after that. It's like, that says it all. That says that because of what Christ has done for us, we can have fellowship with God and we can have fellowship with one another. Because of what Jesus did, because of the fact that He shed His blood for us, we can sit together, turn to the left, turn to the right, and say, hey, brother, I want to encourage you. Or, hey, brother, will you pray for me? Because of what Christ has done for us. And He wants to be right here in the midst with us. And He is, because you know what the Bible says? When two or more are gathered in My name, guess what? I am in the midst. He's with us tonight. And I rejoice in that. And I just pray that this year, as all of us look forward to the next few months, coming together in God's Word, coming together in prayer and sitting in groups and going over God's Word and letting God's Word minister to us, and letting each other minister to each other. And look, when you come on Tuesday night, don't just come to receive. Oh, we need to receive. But come to give too. Come with your heart prepared to be a blessing to somebody. And God will use you and God will bless you. And we're all going to grow as we walk with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Look at, we're going to just pray right now, and then we're going to just break off into our groups, and I'm going to call all the leaders up. So if you just join me in prayer, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this time, and Lord, we thank You for joining us here, Jesus, that You are in our midst. And Lord, that You are a God who has gone to great lengths to reveal Yourself to us and to manifest Yourself to us. And Lord, we are so grateful that You have. We are so grateful that we have a relationship with You. We are so grateful that it comes through that great gift You gave us of the cross, where our sins were wiped away, that our slate was wiped clean, that we gained access to Your throne. Oh, we thank You for that. And Lord, we're not content to stay where we're at. We want to grow in our relationship with You. We want to know You even in a deeper way. We want our roots to grow, Lord. We want our fruit to show. We want the world to see that we love You and that You are working in our lives with our wives, with our families, with our friends, with our coworkers, with our neighbors. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, even now as we break off and we get into our groups, we ask for your blessing and your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.